This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Tomlin on Monday talking about Russell Wilson's interception in the end zone.
Washington, how did he play the ball that ultimately got intercepted?
I just wish Russ hadn't thrown it.
I think if the Steelers want to get better in the red zone, those are the kind of balls that need to get thrown. They just need to be thrown better, or the guy needs to jump.
Yeah, that was off script, too.
Yes. Clearly. I mean, up until it got picked, it was vintage Russ.
Yeah.
He spins,
spun around.
Oh, yeah.
Rolled out and just kind of lobbed it up. Yeah, that was on Washington. I know that Tomlin said that he wished he hadn't thrown it. I disagree. Like, you got a 6'7", 315-pound tight end that is boxing out basically a small defender. Russ has given him an opportunity to get the ball. I think Darnell Washington just thought that somebody else was behind him, so he didn't want to actually go for it.
Yeah, the 315-pounder,
yeah,
as we were told yesterday by Russell Wilson. It's like if I was trying to box you out in the end zone.
Right.
We can't do the thing, and a lot of Steelers fans were critical of the throw. You can't do the thing where you praise Russ for giving his guys a chance and then crush him for trying to give his guy a chance there. You're not going to score more touchdowns in the red zone if you're not going to take some opportunities. Like, you got to force the issue sometimes when you're down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe in that moment, the way the game had been going, you kick a field goal, you get up 8, you feel like you're going to win the game. I can understand it in that moment, but you're clicking at 44.44% touchdowns in the red zone. It's a woeful number. You're not going to be better by being scared.
Yeah. Scared money don't make no money.
Is that the saying?
Mm-hmm.
Scared money don't make no money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I am. Oh, wow, Russ, great moon ball. He sure gave Mike Williams a chance. Oh, Russ, great moon ball. He sure gave George Pickens a chance. He threw to the 6'7", 315-pound guy who's got a little dude guarding him. Could have been a better throw. Could have thrown a little shorter.
Yeah.
Washington could have done a better job. These are the risks they need to take. I'm okay with it. You're not going to beat great teams if you do not score touchdowns on the reg. They're 2-0 in games where they don't score a touchdown. The rest of the league is 2-18. So they have a secret sauce, and part of that sauce is the best kicker in football. But you're not going to make a living off that. If they play 2 more games this year where they don't score a touchdown, I don't think they're going to win both of those games. That's just the way it is. So be aggressive down there. I hope that Russ doesn't take that to heart and get scared. I doubt that he will, but I hope that that's not the message that Mike Tomlin's trying to send him, you know, when they're doing their film breakdowns.